thank you for tuning in. This is a very special edition of Ask a Black Woman. Why? Because it is the anniversary edition. It was exactly a year ago that I sat with this lovely lady to my right that I call Cinnamons. And we're going to do the anniversary edition with it's your girl Shanira with the mouthpiece and
Rachel.
Rachel is back, y'all, but she ain't never left. So we're going to get right into it. So tune in. Drop the question. What you got to ask?
Because it's a special episode today and okay. It's the anniversary, I was going to say, what is one question you are tired of being asked as a black woman?
Well, damn. Don't she know? Wait a minute. Before we cut to break, give y'all a little music so I can think about this question. We want to, for the people who don't know Rachel, what's your background?
I am Iranian, but I'm from here, from L.A., the Valley. I'm a Valley girl. That's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it. And just a little history. I met Rachel about a year ago when she started working in the same department with me. And she was the catalyst for the Ask a Black Woman segment, actually. She just gravitated. She would ask me the darndest questions. And then I had thought to myself,
I felt comfortable asking you. I wanted to come straight to the source rather than listen to stereotypes and read things online that might not be true.
You feel me? And she got me to thinking, and I said, you know, there might be other non-black people that got questions for a black woman.
And they did.
You know, so we thanking Rachel for being the catalyst for it. So we gonna contemplate. I'm gonna give y'all about 30 seconds of a jam, and I'm gonna answer this question. Thanks for tuning in.
Tired of holding that button. Mm-hmm. Slide your finger up to lock it. So yeah, just do that for the next time, I think.
Hey, we're back. My Cinnamon just gave me the 411 on how to hold and record at the same time. It's Ask a Black Woman anniversary episode. And let's pick up the last question. She asked me out of a whole year of doing this, what is the one question I'm tired of non-black people asking me? You know, the one recurring question I keep getting is the appropriation question. Time and time and time again. I don't know. Is that because it's such a hot button topic? I'm thinking, what else y'all want to ask? I feel like people are avoiding going deeper.
Do you think that someone might be less sensitive versus someone might be more sensitive about it? Like, I've asked different black women before, how do you feel about, you know, when someone really comments on, you know, your straight hair? And they'll go, oh, you know, it doesn't matter. Someone will go, it doesn't matter to me. Someone else will go, it kind of bums me out because that's not who I naturally am. They're liking a westernized ideal of me because that's not a typically Middle Eastern feature. That's not a typical black feature. So do you think that it's also sensitivity-based for appropriation as well, or no? I mean, it's either appropriation or it's not, or it 100% is appropriation. Why maybe you don't, like, yeah, sorry, I cut you
That's
off.
All good. I think it is a sensitivity issue. It depends on where you are in life and socially and personally. If you have met me maybe like 15 years ago when I was just coming into a self-love type of thing or whatever, I probably would have been sensitive about the hair topic and everything like that. I would have been sensitive about my culture. And it's a different kind of sensitivity with my culture. I'm super protective of it. But what keeps me balanced is being able to have some kind of empathy for the other side, knowing that a great majority of people have no clue and might be generally curious, and just curiosity doesn't mean someone's disrespectful either.
Okay. What's your favorite question that you've had so far? The one that really either made you think, or it made you laugh, or it was something that was kind of out of the box that you wouldn't have thought either yourself, or you wouldn't think that someone would ask you?
I don't know about question, but I'm thinking about two of my most recent interactions that really, 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 I don't want to say solidified, but made me feel like the necessity of having the podcast and the platform for Ask a Black Woman was when I had a conversation, an impromptu conversation that went well over an hour in Burbank, when I was talking to two white guys, middle-aged white guys. One was an atheist, one was a traditional Jew, and it was really, really good. Okay. We talked about religion really in depth. And it started off with some race stuff or whatever, but it was such a good conversation, and nothing was, they weren't afraid to ask questions, but we were, it was a meeting of the minds.
Nice.
I was so grateful for that.
It must have been so satisfying.
It really was. Like, there was no surface stuff going on there. It was,
That's nice.
It was good. Even my last interaction, which was online, it was around St. Patty's Day, and I released a couple of memes about my take on St. Patty's Day, and I said something about, it's like, in my hometown, it's the biggest display of white privilege, which ignited one of my white Facebook friends to have a lot of pushback, and I felt like she didn't get it, and she started posting things about how Irish immigrants were treated similarly to black people here, and I was so taken aback by that, and it was all this back and forth, back and forth, and I didn't even want to have anything to do with her, quite honestly. And then she inboxed me personally and asked me if we could meet up when she came in town, and I was gonna say no, but then one of my elders, black women, encouraged me and said, you've been having all this great kumbaya dialogue. No one has actually challenged your views. Mm. This is a higher level of interaction through Ask a Black Woman. And so I turned around and said, yeah, I'll do the exchange. So that was another moment in time where okay. I was grateful for the challenge, even though it wasn't invited.
Right.
So that's okay. What it's grown into.
Good.
Yeah.
It's exciting to see how it's taken off and how much you've been able to do with it, like the panel that you have with your friends and the podcast or just some of the videos that you post on YouTube. It's really taken, it's kind of gone on in its own thing.
It's gone on.
I know.
From a chat between two colleagues a year ago.
I don't even remember
ago.
What I actually first asked you. Not when we were out there, but what I first asked
first,
you.
First at the desk.
I think
office.
It must have been. It must have been some kind of. I think it was. Oh, I think I'd asked you about interracial relationships, and I asked you, "Is it true what Chris Rock says in his stand-up that black women don't like interracial dating because of this, this, and this?" And I think you just started laughing because I was just.
You
was
just went doing, in. Just you doing, didn't filter. No. You went off, and because I think it made me think about race relations and how my stepmom is white. And been together with my dad for years, over 20 years. And just that whole thing with my mom, and my mom was the one being the racist. It's just, we had combo, man. We had combo. And Diane, that's her name, my stepmom, she liked that. She liked that video.
Yeah. Diane is a really white woman name. I love it.
You know, Diane is my mom's middle name, though.
No way.
Go.
That is crazy.
Listen. Uh-huh.
That's wild.
Well. I know my time is very winding down with my cinnamon for now, but thanks for listening to the podcast. And guess what? We are definitely going to do our anniversary YouTube video in a couple of days. So, man, we're going to log off right here. Ain't going to keep you no longer. She gives us the majority of the questions, like when I have my panels. So, she'll be back. She'll
I'll be
back, y'all. Thanks for tuning in. Peace and hair grease. Like that.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.